Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Yeah, I know we're here early, but Dan got out of work early and he just couldn't wait to do the podcast. So, hey, here we are. It's the Friday edition of Sports Time Radio. If you'd like to call in and chat with us, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings, so you can look for a brand new one of them tomorrow morning. But, hey, you know, you should stop by there occasionally just to see what's going on. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, you can hit that link yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, hey, we greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, there's also the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. You can find Dan and I on Twitter as well. I am at Berktime, and Dan the Man is at
Dan the Man with 3 E's.
Oh, all right. You know, Dan, this is just one of those weird things that kind of randomly pop into my head from time to time. But I want to double check something here. So actually, first, the first question I got to ask you, do you think they're going to actually play the Cubs game tonight, or is that going to be a rainout?
Clear skies to me right now, but it's Chicago, and well, they can change
Colorado.
New York minute. Oh.
Yep, they're in Colorado.
They better, because I think I put some Cubs and Rockies in one of my fan duels.
Yeah, you may want to go in and change that, because I'm guessing they're probably not going to play. So, you know, this is kind of how it goes. But yeah, today I was just kind of, you know, randomly, stupidly thinking of stuff, and I was kind of wondering, Dan, you know, looking back at stuff. You know, Hank Aaron played 23 years in the major leagues. And never in a season did he strike out more than 100 times. The closest he got was he struck out 94 times in 1963. Do you think in this wonderful era of launch angles and swing planes and exit velocity, if he would have cared less about his strikeouts and more about the kind of BS we hear today, would he have hit 1,000 home runs?
I was wondering where you're going with that, and I think it's quite possible that he would have. You know, but
because he ended
his career
655.
Well, 655. Well, what about Bonds?
750.
I mean,
yeah. Well, I was kind of somebody who didn't have any assists, you know, taking hitting home runs. So.
Yeah. Well, I meant in the same light, though. Whether we like the assistants or not, you know, could he have been in the same boat? You know, had the launch angle been discovered back in the 80s or 90s, I mean?
Yeah, you know, it was just, like I said, it was just one of those weird things that kind of popped into my mind for no reason. You know, I heard some jackass talking about launch angle last night and, you know, all the stupid kind of stuff that goes along with that. And, you know, obviously in a lot of people's minds, Aaron is still the home run king. So I was just kind of like, you know, I wonder if he, you know, if maybe this was the process back then when he was playing. I mean, you know, we're only talking about, what, 245 more home runs over 23 years. You know, I just thought maybe it was possible and we would actually see a guy with 1,000 freaking home runs.
Well, you know, I think if you kind of look at it that way, maybe it's possible. But when you look at your guy, you know, I know he wasn't worried about launch angle and everything, but he did lead the teams that he's played for in strikeouts, and that's Reggie Jackson.
Yes, but he struck out a lot.
Yeah, I know. That's my point. You know,
yeah,
and you
was,
would know better than
of,
I would, obviously. Was he swinging for the fences on those Ks?
You know, I'm sure he was. Or, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, guys get fooled. I mean, it happens. But, you know, who knows what they're thinking or, you know, what they're actually trying to do at the plate.
Well, yeah.
Uh-oh, did we lose Dan? Yeah, I thought we did. He kind of rapped out there. Did you hear the, you know, the way he was kind of hitting a beat there? So we'll give him a minute to kind of repopulate and get himself back in here, and you know, just kind of the way it goes. I don't think we had any issues pretty much all week, right? We've been pretty good, so it's about time we had somebody fall off or something fall off. It's odd that it happens this early. So, you know, just one of those fun things. But, yeah, you know, like I said, I mean, those goofy kind of, you know, odd things, you know, occasionally just kind of randomly pop into my head when I'm, you know, just kind of hanging out doing, you know, nothing. I'm like, hey, you know, I wonder if, you know, would this be something? And yeah, you know, that was kind of my my odd you know, whatever you want to call it for the day. So all right, maybe Dan doesn't realize that he's been dropped off and he's still talking. How funny would that be? So if he was still trying to make his point and didn't realize that we were no longer there. Oops. All right, so I don't know what to do. Should we play some music? We could play some music. I don't want to play any music. All right, well, let's go on here a little bit while Dan figures out what's going on. There was one early game. The Royals and Tigers are playing a makeup, so they have a doubleheader scheduled. I'd like to thank AT&T for my UVerse system going into the bottom of the 10th inning, so I missed the Tigers walk-off home run. That was very nice of them. But yeah, the Tigers ended up winning 3-2 in 10 innings. Pretty well pitched game by both starters. Jason Hamill actually went 9 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs. They were both earned. He walked a couple, struck out 4. Michael Fulmer pitched much better. His last outing was horrible. This outing was much better. 7 innings, 8 hits. He gave up 2 runs, did walk a guy and struck out 4. So, you know, there we go. Dan finally realized he was off. So there we are. Hi, Dan. You're back.
Yeah, I forgot to charge my phone.
Okay. Well, that'll do it to you. Both pitchers had pretty solid outings there. If you had either of them in fantasy. Hitting-wise, there were a couple guys. Whit Merrifield had 3 hits for the Royals, and so did Chesler Cuthbert. Mike Moustakas also homered. On the Tigers' side, James McCann had 2 hits, and one of them was a double. And, you know, I'm drawing a blank on his first name. I got to try to remember here. Jacoby Jones, that's it. He also had 2 hits for the Royals, and he had the walk-off home run. So he actually did score 2 runs and drive in 2. So, yeah, they were the main fantasy players. The Royals did rack up 12 hits, but only Merrifield and Cuthbert had more than 1. The Tigers won the game with just 6 hits. That was the only early game of the day. Everything else is scheduled for tonight or in a few hours. Everybody will kind of get up and running. So we will be moving. Like I was telling Dan earlier, I don't think they're probably not going to get the good old Cubs game in Colorado there because for some pretty heavy rain today. So that'll be another one pickup for the Cubs. They seem like they're really racking up. But the rest of the schedule here, again, the Royals and the Tigers have oddly a pretty quick turnaround. But Jake Junis against Daniel Norris in the second game. The Indians are at the Orioles. It's Trevor Trevor Bauer against Dan's guy, Dylan Bundy. The Pirates are at the Phillies. It's Aaron Nova against Ben Lively. The Blue Jays are at the Yankees. It's Marco Estrada against Sonny Gray. The Twins are at the Rays. We got Lance Lynn against Chris Archer. The Mets are at the Braves. Noah Syndergaard against Sean Newcomb. The Mariners are at the Rangers. The King pitching tonight for the Mariners, Dan. Felix Hernandez going against Mike Minor for the Rangers. The Astros are here in Chicago to take on the White Sox. It's Justin Verlander against James Shields. The Marlins are at the Brewers. I know Richard is starting for the Marlins, and I don't remember his first name because they have so many young freaking guys I can't remember it. But it's Julius Chacin for the Brewers. The Reds are at the Cardinals. It's Brian Finnegan against Michael Wacha. If the Cubs and the Rockies do play, it's Kyle Hendricks against John Gray. The Padres are at the Diamondbacks. It's Tyson Ross against Mark Koch. I'm guessing what his name is there. The Red Sox are at the A's. Drew Pomeranz is coming off the disabled list to get his first start of the year for Boston. It's Kendall Graveman for the A's. The Giants are at the Angels. I believe both these starters are coming off the DL, Dan. Jeff Samardzija makes his first start against Andrew Heaney. And then the wrap-up tonight should be a good game, Dan. You're going to have to stay up late. The Nationals at the Dodgers. Max Scherzer against Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I want to watch.
So that is what is on tap to start the night off here. So we'll have to see what is going on. But that's the schedule for tonight. So it should be kind of fun. Hopefully, you know, they'll get the Cubs game in and we'll get to see a little bit of it. You know, or all of it, I should say. It would be, you know.
Hurry up and get into my FanDuel lineups, because I think I took Kyle Hendricks in one of them, because I don't know if you got my invite. I got a free one for them liking me.
Oh. They must not like
me. Well, I think they just want me to spend money. So.
Yeah, you know, that's always kind of their motive there. Yeah, you know, the sad part was I was really hoping to use, you know, a Cub and the Rocky in the home run derby, because obviously in Colorado it's a good place to pick guys when they're at home. But, you know, with the weather the way it is, it's just not, you know, it's just not the best idea as of right now, you know, to plug those guys in. You know, maybe when it gets closer to game time, you know, you can jump in and, you know, maybe pop some guys out, maybe up to that. But, you know, like I tweeted at you earlier, I had a little bit of luck last night. I had a Kurt Suzuki homer and your guy Adrian Gonzalez homer for me. But Corey Dickerson did something for me, and I ended up missing out by one home run. So,
well, I mean, at least you got kind of close. I back to just one,
yeah,
like usual.
Yeah, you know, that's really the closest I've been. I mean, I know, you know, because last night was just one of those nights you only needed three homers to cash. You know, and it would have been like $7, but I would have gladly taken that. You know, I haven't had a huge amount of luck this week. I got knocked out really late. I was in the money when I went to bed, and then I don't know what happened after I went to bed with some of the later games, but I ended up getting knocked out. You know, I think I missed cashing by about 5 points. So that really sucked.
Well, you know, I went with Mookie Betts, and he let off the night with a homer, and sadly he didn't hit another one.
Yeah, you should have had him that three homer night, right? You know, you'd have been
yeah,
perfect. You know, we'll have to see how it goes. But here you go, Dan. I found a, you know, another one of our fun lists here. 10 prospects that will make an impact very soon. So I'm interested to see if they think like these guys are going to, if we're going to see these guys this year. And I know, I think a few of them we will, but, you know, no surprise they start off with Ronald Acuna Jr., who is the big guy we're waiting for. Oddly, Dan, he's off to a horrible start at AAA. A 182 through 11 games with 17 strikeouts. Do you think maybe it's just a, let's call it a rub of not making the team out of spring training that's gotten him off to a slow start?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, because, I mean, obviously, you know, he's been the talk of everything, and I do believe he hit five or six spring home runs. I may be a little off there, but I do remember him hitting multiple home runs in spring training. You just got to – I guess it's just the wait and see process now with them. So we'll have to figure it out. But number two, and this was the other guy I heard a lot of talk this week. They're trying to figure out how soon this guy's going to be up, and that's Willie Calhoun with the Rangers. Again, not off to a great start. He's hitting 250 in AAA, but he's got a couple homers. You know, the Rangers have made some moves, and they bumped some guys up and down. You know, is Calhoun on your radar? I don't think he's on anybody's team in either of our leagues. If he comes up, is he a guy you're going to look to possibly grab, or are you all that interested in him?
He might be, but I've been kind of hanging on to Jamar Candelario. Thing is, I have two third basemen that are hurt.
Yeah, I actually finally got two guys off the DL today. I'll have to. I'm all excited. I can actually be able to make some moves on my lineup now. All right, number three. Here we go, Dan. We got Gleyber Torres here. Now, you know, he was horrible in spring training. Doing a little better at AAA. He's hitting 372. He's got five extra base hits and 11 RBIs in 12 games. How long the Yankees waiting on Gleyber here, Dan? You know, he can, their infield, with the exception of Didi, hasn't been fantastic. So what's the Gleyber holdup? Why isn't he here? We want to see him.
Ronald Torres.
Yeah, but he's kind of a slap veteran hitter. But all right, now this guy we talked about a little bit yesterday, another guy we're waiting for. You know, we talked a little bit about the Reds with the firing of their manager. You know, Eugenio Suarez went down. We've been kind of wondering when Nick Senzel will be brought up. I guess, do you think maybe the holdup is he's been playing mostly second base to start the year at AAA, and, you know, the Reds would need him at third?
That's probably a big part of it.
So, all right, let's see. This was, you know, another guy I'm surprised didn't end up here. Let me see. Oh, okay, that's why. They have Victor Robles coming up soon. I thought maybe he would be the guy who came up when Adam Eaton got hurt, but apparently he suffered a hyperextended elbow in early April. So he's still waiting to get back on. I don't know why the hell he's on this list then, because they really don't have any idea when he's coming back. You know, we've heard a lot of talk about Robles. The last, I think, two seasons there was talk that the Nationals may add him to the playoff roster. Are you ready for this guy to get here so we can see him, or do you just not care anymore after all the hype?
I mean, I'd like to get him here so we could see him, but it's getting to that point where, you know, that's all we've heard about, and the Nationals, yeah. I don't know. Sometimes you wonder what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, they baffle me. This one killed me, Dan. I actually grabbed this guy in our Money League with Mr. Fantasy and I thought for sure he had a job. What I don't understand, Dan, is the Orioles sent Austin Hayes down. Not only did they send him down, they sent him to AA, not even AAA. Instead, they went with the combination of Joey Ricard, Jacob Brugman, and Alex Presley. you know, with the Orioles, I guess, in the situation they're kind of in, was this another one of those situations where they wanted to push his arbitration clock back? Because let's face it, they had to know they weren't winning anything in that division. You know, Hayes has hit 3 homers already in 13 games. He seems like a guy they could use. Why isn't he in their outfield every day?
Adam Jones.
Yeah, but two other
Trey
spots.
Mancini.
I mean, he's got, you know, he's got three barely major league ready guys or major league talented guys in front of him that they keep using instead of him.
Well, I'm sure it's the arbitration clock, but, you know, like you said, if they're not going to win, what the hell's the point of bringing up a kid this year when you could just wait till next year?
Yeah, you know, but the experience is nice. Sooner or later, don't you have to start getting these guys at bats against real pitching to see what you have? You know, I mean, so we can't,
yeah,
you know, so we can get the prospect back off them?
Yeah, but what's the point when you don't even know your situation with Manny Machado? Is he going to be back? Is he not? Are you going to move him?
You know the situation there. He's not going to be back next year, whether they trade him. If, you know, if they don't trade him, he walks away. He's not coming back there. So,
no, and, you know, and that's the other thing with the way he's been playing. With the way he's been playing, do you want him back?
You know, moving on here, the other guy in the same kind of boat is Dustin Fowler. Remember, he was the guy who made his major league debut for the Yankees and ended up blowing out his knee chasing down a fly ball. Well, he's back and he's healthy. He's an A now. They left him in the minors so they could play Mark Kahana, Jake Smolinski, and Boog Powell ahead of him.
I don't know any of those guys.
Yes. So, and that Boog Powell is not related to the first baseman who used to be a Baltimore Oriole. All right. This was another kind of confusing one. Even though he played pretty well in spring training, the Indians sent Francisco Mejia down. He looks like their catcher of the future, but they stuck with the platoon combination of, you know, Yan Gomes and Roberto Perez. Maybe he wasn't a good enough pitch framer?
That could be a big part of it.
So, you know, now here you go. They plug in back-to-back White Sox for you, Dan. I believe you brought this guy up yesterday. Eloy Jimenez pops up here. He just got back in action. He had a little bit of what they deemed a mild pectoral strain. So they really, obviously they're being really careful with this guy because he looks like the future. So do we see him in the second half? Is he a guy who comes up in the second half of the season to get some time?
No.
So, and then they go, the next White Sox, we got Michael Kopech. He's up to AAA now. You know, he's the guy who throws 200 miles an hour. He's thrown 10 innings in his 2 starts. His ERA is 0.90, and he struck out 11 guys in those 10 innings. You know, another team, you know, trying to put things together here. Yeah, are we going to see him? Does he get some innings here at the end of the year?
No.
So, yeah, those are the big 11 guys that they think will make an impact soon here. They had another actually interesting, well, I don't know if you could call it an article. I guess it was a vlog because it was a video. So I didn't get the really big chance to look at that because, you know, we're on much earlier than we should, than we normally are. So, you know, just one of those, Friday oddities because you were lucky enough to duck out of work early. So, but yeah, you know, the only guy I have on that list is Austin Hayes. Like I said, I really thought he'd be starting for the Orioles this year. They kind of let me down. So he's sitting on my bench. I'm waiting for him to come up. So hopefully that'll happen. Did you have any of those names? Did you build any rookies on your team this year? So.
No, I already told you, J. Mark Candelario.
So, oh yeah, that's right. He is technically a rookie. He's the only one you grabbed?
Yeah, I've done the rookie thing. It's not worth my time. Unless he's going to be starting like Reese Hoskins, who I couldn't grab. Because apparently everybody wanted him.
He qualifies as a rookie? I didn't even know. Did he play enough last year to hang? Or did he play too much last year, I guess would be the question.
I don't know. I don't have that in front of me.
Yeah, you know, it just seems, for some reason, it seems like he got a lot of at bats last year, but maybe, you know, maybe he didn't. It's just one of those odd things that, you know, again, kind of randomly pop into my head as we're doing this with that. So, you know, I guess I could probably look it up, but, you know, it's not that huge of a deal, I guess. So, trying to think what else did I see that was exciting? There was some other baseball things. You know, I know we had a trade, not a huge one, but the White Sox did ship Tyler Saladino off to the Brewers for, I think it was cash considerations. Then in the, you know, I know you and I talked about this before, the ever-changing world of Trey Thompson. The A's designated him for assignment. Now the White Sox have claimed him, so he's actually back where he started with the White Sox. So I who knows what's going to happen now? But I think is this his fourth team during the season. So hopefully, you know, maybe he'll find a home back here at his old home, and he'll hang around. But that's why Saladino was moved. They had to make some space for him.
And Reese Hoskins was in 50 games last year and only got 170 at bats. So, yes, he's a rookie. Or, you know, I don't know, because he was voted number four in the Rookie of the Year awards last year.
Oh, well, then he's probably not a rookie, huh?
So. I can't remember. What is it? 80? Maybe it's 80 at bats. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I never remember, but you know, Dan, I was wondering, did you sell your 1952 Mickey Mantle Topps rookie card in mint condition for $2.88 million last night?
I wish I did. My name's not Evan.
Oh, that was. So yeah, Evan Mathis, who is an offensive lineman with, I think it's the Denver Broncos. I think he's still a Bronco. Bought a Mickey Mantle rookie card in mint condition, the 1952 Mantle card, for $2.88 million. So, you know, hopefully Dan, one of the cards I have in my collection will sell that. So
yeah, it's 130 at bats or 50 innings.
And how many did he have?
180, or accumulated more than 45 days on the active roster.
So there you go. Oh, Dan, what did you do to Eddie Butler? I see the Cubs put him on the DL.
Same thing that happened to Aroldis Chapman. He was overworked. I don't know.
Well, you know, that could be the case. You know, he has pitched a little bit. So did they just need a fresh arm? So they had to come up with one of those injuries like teams do to get a guy up from Iowa.
They're not supposed to, they don't do that.
Actually they do. Remember, Madden actually admitted it last year with John Lester when they said he just needed some rest. So, you know, that worked out. But now, you know, yesterday, Dan, you know, I hit you with the guys you thought about selling high on. Now, interestingly, a guy wrote a counter article to that, saying that you should be buying these guys off to a hot start. Some of the names I think are the same. I'm trying to remember, you know, if and how we, you know, who they were, but, you know, we go over so much stuff that sometimes I draw a blank and I honestly can't remember from one day to the next what names we've brought up here. But this guy starts off with Charlie Morton. You know, obviously we all realize he's off to a fantastic start. Do you buy him keeping this up the rest of the year? I mean, you know, I know he's on a team that could win a lot of games, but, you know, I mean, are we looking at Charlie Morton as like an 18-game winner when the season's over?
Honestly, I think we can. I mean, I don't know. I know you rely on the mothership or what's that other channel, MLB Network, for your highlights, where I go directly to the source. And I mean, if you would have watched Charlie Morton's performance last night, I mean, he is on. So at this point, if you're able to grab him the way he's pitching, that, you know, because it's fantasy, so it's not Major League Baseball where you have to, you know, deal with agents and clear waivers and all that other stuff. If you can grab him now, get a, you know, 7 more wins out of him and turn him around for something else, I think you go for it.
Yeah, well, you know, in some leagues you do have to clear waivers, but that's another story. And I believe these are all pitchers. I believe these are all pitchers that he's buying on here. The next one, another guy off to a fantastic start, Patrick Corbin. You know, he's been on fire, you know, for the Diamondbacks. You know, another guy, is he a guy we're going to look at and, you know, we go, wow, Patrick Corbin won 15 to 18 games this year?
I think it's possible, but, you know, more so than anything, I think the Diamondbacks really need that for them.
Yeah, well, you know, with Robbie Ray looking a little better in his last start, I think that was a big plus. You know, then they go to Trevor Bauer. I haven't followed him much this year. I think I had him on a team last year, so I paid a little more attention to him. I haven't been paying a ton of attention to him, but, you know, obviously he's on a team that's going to win a lot of games. There was a lot of talk about him adding the slider to his repertoire this year. His strikeout rate is up. Are you a Trevor Bauer guy? Do you like him?
I'm not really a Trevor Bauer guy, so I wouldn't be going for him, but.
So, yeah, and then they wrap up the article with back-to-back Phillies. The first one, you know, is Nick Pivetta, and I've heard a ton of talk about this. Oh, excuse me, this guy. And now I didn't buy it. I wasn't all that interested in him, but he was pretty positively ranked coming into the season, and I just couldn't get on the bandwagon. Have you seen enough of him or paid enough attention to him to jump in and think he's a guy? Because, like, I've seen guys say he's a future ace, and, you know, he'll be a big-time number one and all that kind of stuff. Do you buy in that? Is he a guy you need this year? Is he going to rack up, you know, that, is he going to end up in that 15 to 18 win category?
I mean, it's possible, but I don't really know anything about him.
Yeah, he just one of those things. And then oddly, they end the article with Vince Velasquez. And I think he was your guy a few years ago when he actually pitched pretty well.
Yeah, this year.
you did get him back this year. You know, he got hurt. It was last year, I think it was, and he missed basically the majority of the season. Yeah, he looked okay last night in his start. I caught a little bit of it, but is he really a guy? Is he a guy to be that high on? I mean, I'm not sure if he's that guy.
I mean, I'm hoping he is because I have him on my team, but. You know, with the way things looking, he's one of the other options next to Arrieta, so he's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously they need him to be, but, yeah, you know, he's one of those guys, I mean, I just don't see him, you know, I think, okay, maybe he gets the double-digit wins, you know, maybe 12, but I've never seen him as that elite, kind of the basis of 15 to 18 wins in that area. I'm not sure if he's that guy.
Well, he hasn't had the opportunity.
Well, a couple years ago he did, you know, before he got hurt. Of course, they were a pretty bad team then, so maybe with a better team.
But yeah, but I mean, that's the other thing. He's still coming up, you know.
Coming up for where? I thought he was pushing 30 by now. So.
Well, it doesn't matter how old he is. I mean, it matters how many seasons he's been in the league. He hasn't been in that long. Or am I wrong?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. So, I just a guy that wasn't all that high on when I came there. You know, some of the guys I kind of got, but it's the one name I didn't really get.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just break down your fantasy teams, because I was trying to pick a guy out from your pitching, and no, I didn't really want anybody from your team.
Yeah, I have horrible pitching. So my auction league pitching is pretty good, but my snake league pitching took a beating in the draft. So far it's been okay. It's been throwing okay. I think I have Kyle Hendricks in that league. He's my big stud guy. You can't tell me you don't want Kyle Hendricks. I would never believe that.
But yeah, but you were way off on Vince Velasquez. He's only 26, and he.
Oh, okay, got it.
He came up in the league in 2015 at 23 years old. So last year really hurt him. He went 2-7 in 15 games with 72 innings pitched. So, you know, it wasn't a great year, but that team wasn't that great either.
All right. Well,
you know, he still struck out.
He ends up being a bust. I don't want to hear it if he busts out for you. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, in 72 innings last year, he still struck out 68 guys. And only walk 34 batters.
Yes. So, and then on the injury front, I don't know if you ended up with him in either league, but they took the pins out of Madison Bumgarner's broken finger, and he's about 2 weeks away from starting throwing. So.
So that's exciting. I don't think he gets to go one on one against Shohei Ohtani in the All-Star Home Run Derby, though.
I think he should, though. So, did you end up with him in either league? I know I didn't. I didn't end up with him. So.
No, I didn't. I didn't take a chance on him. My DL spot went to Justin Turner, all because of you.
Yeah, I think mine ended up going to, like, Mark Melanson, I think, is where mine ended up. So, you know, that's just one of those.
Yeah. I've got him on the other league in the DL, too.
Yeah, and then I was chuckling. You know, I always kind of try to, you know, surf around and read some things and, you know, come up with stuff for us to chat about. And I found something humorous because I know you've been – kind of on this guy's bandwagon for a while because you always seem to end up with him in FanDuel. And I came across an article that says, or not FanDuel, but our fantasy leagues, says we don't appreciate Francisco Rodney enough. I'm like, well, obviously this guy has never listened to the podcast because Dan's been a Francisco Rodney guy, I think, for the entire 6 years we've been doing it. So it was like, I guess somebody else finally noticed, Dan. It wasn't just you. So.
I appreciate him because his name is Fernando Rodney.
So I thought that was funny, but yeah, he's had a, you know, I mean, when you think about it, he's had quite the long career. You know, he's hung on for quite a while, and you know, he bounced back into a, you know, a closing role after it looked like it really looked. I think it kind of looked like maybe his career was done. And, you know, he managed to get back. This is actually his 17th year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Just kind of, or maybe it's 16th. Yeah, it's his 16th year. But either way, that's, you know, that's still pretty impressive. And, you know, I mean, he's a 300 career save guy. You know, I mean, he's 41, so I don't think he'll rack up enough to, you know, get himself into like Hall of Fame consideration where he would need to be. But yeah, you know, overall he's had a fairly impressive career, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. That's why I kind of stick with him.
So, you know, yeah, I just kind of, you know, and I know I picked him in the ESPN league. We're in just to spite you because you kept taking my freaking guys. So that'll beat you.
Well, I wasn't even paying attention to that one. I was just drafting as I went along.
Yeah, and they were all the guys I was waiting for to come back to me. So I know you did it intentionally.
I mean,
I know how you are.
I mean, if you want to arrange trades, we can arrange trades. Because I mean, I don't really like that league.
Yeah, well, you know, what's funny is, oddly, I tried to send you a trade the other day in that league because I thought we had a pretty good match, and I have a guy on the DL that I can't figure out what to do with, so I couldn't send you the trade because he's off the DL now, but he's still on my DL. So I got to figure out what the heck I'm doing with him first, and I can send you the trade. So. But, yeah, fun stuff. But, all right, Dan, we have three NBA games tonight. Interestingly, they're all on the Mickey Mouse Network. We got Cleveland at Indiana. I was going to say Indianapolis. I don't know why. Cleveland at Indiana to start it off. The series is 1-1. Does LeBron get another win for the Cavs here, or are they going to stretch this series out?
I think he gets another win.
All right. The second game is the Toronto Raptors at the Washington Wizards. That's actually on the Deuce. You know, Dan, I've always been kind of on the Wizards. I thought they were a young up-and-coming team. Toronto's really roughed them up. They at least get to go home now. Do they win a game in this series, and is tonight that night?
They need to, but I don't think
so. So, and then the final game tonight, we got the Celtics at the Bucks. Same thing, you know, the Bucks are kind of a young, you know, thought maybe they could make some noise. You know, they upset the Raptors last year in the first round of the playoffs. But, you know, the Celtics, even the injured Celtics, as bad as they're beat up, have won the first games, you know, maybe not easily, but have managed to do it. Does Milwaukee get a game in this series, and is tonight that night?
I hope so, because in FanDuel, I took Giannis Antetokounmpo as my 1.5 MVP.
is he the guy? I wonder if I did I do that one today? I'm trying to remember. I know that was one of the fun ones there. Have you been anywhere close with them? I've just basically gotten my head kicked in those.
No, nowhere close. I don't know who the hell to pick.
Yeah, I kind of look, and I pick like one or two guys who do really well, but you know, trying to rack up the bench guys just think for me. I can't seem to land the right guy coming off the bench or anything like that. So it's just like, great, thanks, you know. But who knows? Maybe tonight will be the night, right? Maybe you'll hit it big tonight and win some huge points or money, or I don't even know what they're giving away there. I just know when I see free, anytime I see free, I just join it. I don't care what it is. It could be soccer, and I'm playing for free. So.
Yeah, I don't go that far.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like I said, if it's free, I'll take a shot at it. That's okay with me. So, you know, we'll see how that kind of goes. But, yeah. Now, have you, I can honestly say I haven't watched, I would probably say maybe a minute of playoff basketball. Have you watched any of the NBA playoffs?
No, not once.
So, because I did see, you know, like the big story I saw is I guess there's a chance Steph Curry won't even be ready for round two if and when the Warriors advance, because I think they're up either 2-0 or 3-0 on San Antonio, and it looks like they're going to kind of cruise through there. But, it's one of those things. I just don't have a whole lot of interest in it. I mean, has there been anything special that's made you stay away?
I think it's just the last couple of years with the same two teams, and it just there's no excitement in it. I mean, what is there to be excited about?
Well, you're not buying the Rockets as a legitimate challenger to the Warriors this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they could be. I just I don't know. I guess I'm just annoyed with the league. I'm over it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that is, you know, one of those things. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, when the finals roll around, I'll be a little more interested to see who's doing what. But, you know, right now, I mean, these things are just so damn long. It's like, really, can we do something else? You know, please find anything for us. You know,
I mean, that in the finals, you know, we're talking about the top two teams playing each other in June.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with the way the NBA goes, what's the point of even watching the first round? Matter of fact, for the second round, what's the point?
Yeah, no, you know, trust me, you know how I feel about it. I mean, I've said it, you know, a million times here. You know, I've lost a lot of interest. You know, when it became a dunk and three-point league, I lost, you know, a boatload of interest in it. So, you know, just one of those, you know, one of those things. But
I think it's even harder. You know, you've got 7'4" guys who should be down in the key grabbing boards and, you know, throwing balls up, you know, at the three-point line. And then you've got the top players in the league, even a guy like James Harden, you know, Kevin Durant, who, if the guy gets past them on the half court, they just don't even bother with the defense. I mean, you know, let me just get the ball back. It's kind of lame.
Well, I don't know if you – I did see this highlight. Maybe you caught it. They had the first Milwaukee-Boston game. It was near the end of the game. It may even have been a shot to tie the game really late. Terry Rozier faked out Eric Bledsoe and stepped back to shoot the three, and Bledsoe didn't even try to run up on him, didn't even challenge him at all, literally gave him a wide-open look at the basket – with the Celtics down three and the clock running down in the fourth quarter. And it was just kind of like, wow, he literally just let them tie the game with no effort at all. And, I mean, I was just like, holy cow. I mean, you know, if I'd have been his teammate, I'd have punched him in the face. It's like, dude, you know, at least, you know, fake the effort. You know, I mean, you could have pretended better than what he did. And it was like, really? But yeah, just how it is. But, you know, the hell with basketball. I do want to ask you, Dan, I saw a little bit of this game last night. The Capitals took it to Columbus last night, 4-1. They even that series up at 2 games apiece. Is my jinx over, or did the Capitals right themselves and they're going to go on and win this series?
They better.
You know, because I picked them to win it all this year in my, you know, in my NHL.com playoff thing. And I was a little worried when they went down 0-2. And then even when they won game three, you know, it had to go to frickin' overtime. I think it went to double overtime. So, you know, that was a little frightening. But last night they looked, you know, a lot more like the Capitals. I know Kuznetsov had a really good game. I think he had a goal and a couple assists. And, you know, I know that I'm trying to remember, they lost a guy, though I was drawing a blank. Somebody got hurt and is going to miss the rest of the series, but his name's not Ovechkin. That's why I can't remember it. So, but yeah, they need to get righted. But we do have three NHL games tonight, Dan, and all these series could end, so you got to let me know. Philly's at the Penguins. Penguins up 3-1. Do they end it tonight?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then the Minnesota Wild are at the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets are up 3-1. Do they end that one tonight?
No, the Wild will win one more.
And then I know the answer here, but I'm going to ask you anyways. The Colorado Avalanche are at the Nashville Predators. The Preds are up 3-1. They're closing out the Lanch tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Would you have said no any other way or shape or form?
No, I was surprised the Avalanche won one game.
Well, yeah, so was I. I was a little shocked, but Nashville had a – I saw a lot of that game. Nashville had a rough outing. And the Capital, who's out, whose name I was just drawing a blank on, not that I'm going to get it right anyways, is Andre Burakovsky is what I'm going with there. And Dan, just so you know, he had minor surgery to repair his upper body injury.
Damn.
I love the NHL injury report. That's still my favorite thing because, you know, it's just upper or lower body and you don't get anything else. So there you go.
Yeah, well, you know,
but if he's only
going to
miss rest, you know, if he's only going to miss the rest of the first round, maybe it's not too bad. You know, because it could only be two more games. Three at the most. So, and not that either you or I could have named this gentleman when we started the podcast, but the Carolina Hurricanes coach resigned. Just so you know, Dan, his name was Bill Peters. I couldn't have guessed that. You could have given me a million guesses, and I wouldn't have had any idea who he was. So were you following the Hurricanes this year?
No.
Yeah. The sad part is I actually wore Carolina. Yeah. How many do they need? I actually wore a Carolina Hurricanes t-shirt to work this morning, but it still didn't help me know who their coach was. Yeah. How many, don't they have like, is it four or five former Blackhawks now on that team still?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, you know, maybe they need an expansion draft.
Yeah. Oh, just one of those, you know, one of those fun things. But I'm going to give you a chance here, Dan, to change your mind. While we're on former Blackhawks, former Blackhawk, now Nashville Predator Ryan Hartman is suspended for tonight's game because of an illegal check to the head. Does that change your pick, or you still got Nashville winning without Hartman?
Oh, they're still winning without him.
Okay. I wanted to be fair because I forgot to tell you that when you were kind of throwing your prediction out there. So, but, yeah, interestingly, the hockey schedule tonight, the Penguins and Flyers kicked the night off on NBC Sports. And then at 9:30, the wrap-up game is Colorado at Nashville. Actually, it's 8:30. That's Eastern time, so we're a little ahead. I'm guessing, Dan, maybe it didn't do good ratings or they didn't have anywhere to put it because they don't have a TV network listed for the Wild Jets game. So, you know, I guess it's just playoff hockey, right? It's fantastic. So now, will you hunt down the game?
Well, it's interesting you say that because you can view all the games on the NBC Sports app. But as I was going through, I noticed on the app, it was actually the Jets game I turned on. And it wasn't because I turned it on. I was trying to get the Predators game, but, you know, that game hadn't started. So they just prompted you directly to the Jets game. And they had local broadcasters. They didn't even have a national broadcast.
Oh, wow. Jeez. But yeah, will you, I know obviously we've got the baseball game that you and I are going to be really interested with Scherzer and Kershaw facing off against each other, but will you pick up some of the Preds game since it's starting before that at, you know, 8:00?
Oh yeah. I'll tune in, but I'll also have, you know, one of my iPads going.
Yeah. You know, depending on how the, you know, the Cubs situation works out, obviously is going to be a big deal with, you know, what goes on and what we end up watching, I'm sure. But, you know, it definitely, you know, like I'll switch over. I know the hot debate I saw, you know, on Twitter, Dan, and then on the, somebody wrote an article about it. Who was the better Penguin, Sidney Crosby or Mario Lemieux? So maybe we'll get to hear some of that tonight. Check out some of that game early.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the way that game is going, I'm sure it's going to be a good game, but I guess my lack of interest is in it because Philadelphia seems to not even be playing.
Yeah, you know, they looked good early in the series, and I thought, you know, because they did manage that upset, the one upset. But, you know, it's just one of that situation where you can tell that the Penguins are just the better team. It's just a matter of them going through the motions and getting the win. So, but I was, you know, I was wondering, you know, we started off by talking about Hank Aaron, and I kind of wanted to end not so much on that note, but I wanted to ask you this one. You know, obviously you've attended a lot of games, you've watched a lot of baseball, you know, you're into all that. What I want to know, and now just with your own eyesight, someone you've actually seen play, who's the best player you've ever seen in person play?
I wish you would have emailed me that earlier.
Yeah, I actually meant to, and I forgot about it. So you know how I get with these things. You know how much is going on in my head. It's just, you know, it's a mess up there. So.
Yeah. But that's one of those where, I mean, I haven't been to that many games considerably, but, you know, we're talking Facebook games. We're almost.
Well, you know, let's expand, you know, even, you know, expand it to even guys you TV. You know, who's the greatest guy you've ever seen play? I mean, you know, are you buying Bonds? I mean, you know, you go back, or do you go a little farther back? I know you took a baseball break there for a while, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I pretty much missed that early from, you know, after the strike, the 94 to 98. So, you know, maybe getting back into it in early 2000. I was interested in it, of course, but those 2 years, I really didn't care much for it through high school. But I think that had to do with the break, but. I mean, Bonds was good to watch, but it was harder back then because we didn't, you know, get access to it. You know, my favorite was, you know, growing up partly with Greg Maddux or Dawson, but, you know, as a kid, can you even really say who was a great player?
Well, I think somebody like you could. I mean, you've always had that baseball acumen. Oh.
You know, I'd really have to look at it, but, you know, I mean, it spans because, you know, in those 90s teams with Daryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden, I mean, those guys were fantastic to watch. Nolan Ryan. I mean, I think the kids that are coming up today even have, you know, I think he obviously couldn't adapt into this new age of baseball, unfortunately, which I would agree, but... You know, I think there's a lot of these young guys coming up today that have no clue who he is. And, you know, it's almost like black and white for them, as it is to me. You know, but, and it's hard to say because, you know, there's been a lot of good Cubs players, but there's guys that I really like, but that, you know, there's always, you know, something that could have been done better. But, you know, personally, live, I would say Darren Lee is one of my favorites to watch.
All right, well, we'll have maybe, you know, we'll give Dan the weekend to think about it, see if he can come up with, you know, a guy on top besides that. So there you go, Dan. You got the entire weekend. Now you've been warned. But, of course, the music means we're leaving. Yeah, we're going to start the weekend early. But while we're gone, sportstimeradio.com, look for that new blog tomorrow morning. But don't forget, link over to the Facebook page and give that a like as well. Check out the Twitter feed, which is @SportsTimeRadio. Feel free to hunt Dan and I down on Twitter as well. We're cool with that. As always, hey, man, I hope you jumped on and you listened to us live early. We appreciate that. But don't forget, you can go over to tunein.com, listen to the podcast anytime you want.
SportsTimeRadio.com.